We welcome you on this Labor Day weekend to the Lord's house, and we are walking through 3 John in our calls to worship this month. And I wanted to take you to verse 5, which reads, "Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well." Here's a passage of scripture here, these 2 verses dedicated to the pastor of the church there. They met in a house, and they were serving the different individuals, and he had reached out to some that had come through, missionaries that were traveling through, itinerant preachers that were traveling through, and brought them in to the church, took care of them, fed them, provided them with housing, and then sent them on their way. And the Apostle John had gotten word of that, and he wrote this particular passage to them to thank him for that kind of spirit and attitude. You know, one of the things that distinguishes a local church is how is their giving? Do they give of themselves? You know, at the church at Macedonia, the Apostle Paul says, I'm so thankful that you not only gave to help us with our financial need, but you gave of yourselves. They reached out with themselves. And we have a responsibility as a local church to do the same. I'm so thankful for the folks that we have here. You always abundantly reach out and help and give. Whenever there's somebody that's in need, you help out. Whenever we have individual, we had a pastor on campus this week from up in Tennessee that called and he said, "I noticed that you have a visitor's trailer available through the Baptist International Missions. I'm passing through. Could we stay there?" We said, "Absolutely. It's open. Come on in." A faithful preacher has been up there in Tennessee now for about 30 years. And he left a little note behind, said, "Thank you for your kindness. It was a huge help to us at this particular time." You know, we never know the kind of impact that we will have on the hearts of individuals that we come in contact, even though it may be just a short period of time. We never see them again. But we have a responsibility to reach out to them. And that's what the writer here is saying. Thou doest faithfully. Thou doest faithfully when you reach out and help those in the cause of Christ to be able to carry on and conduct their business because you were there to assist and help. So I want us to be encouraged this morning as we as a local church continue to do the same. May the Lord help us to be always alert so we know the need and that we'll reach out and help with that need whenever it comes. Brother, would you come?